Welcome to the Healthcare IT Today interview series. We feel lucky to be able to talk to so many smart, passionate, and knowledgeable people in healthcare. Now, we're taking our favorite interviews and sharing them with you. So sit back, relax, and enjoy perspectives on the world of health IT.
Hello and welcome to Healthcare IT Today, where we explore the latest trends and interesting technologies from the world of health IT. I'm Colin Hung, and I'm here at the Data First booth here at the RSNA 23 conference in Chicago, Illinois. I'm about to sit down, or should I say sit in the passenger seat, to listen to a conversation between Bo Jones, president of Data First, and Jeff Emery, who is with Envision Radiology. They're going to be talking about how they're working in close partnership to bring new functionality and a better experience to their patients. I'm sure you're going to enjoy this interview. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. Great to have you here.
Thank you, Colin. It's great to be here.
Bo, I got to ask, what's up with the car?
So last year, we had an opportunity to upgrade our booth, go from a larger booth size, right, which gave us a lot more real estate. And I just thought it would be a great idea to bring the car here, wrapped in the livery of Silverback, because it basically had the same components and correlated very closely to our Silverback workflow engine, right, where it's high technology, performance, speed, all of those things correlating, which is really what this car is about. It's what our workflow engine to back is as well. So it's just nice to have that as a piece for people to take a look at, ask what we do, and immediately bring them in to talk about Silverback and our workflow engine.
Now, Jeff, are you a secret NASCAR driver as well?
Well, not a race car driver, but I have been invited into the owner's box a time or two to talk about technology, make decisions on that technology. You know, and that's how we started with Data First. We kind of were looking to control our DICOM layer. We wanted to make sure we understood it. We wanted to have control over the routing, the morphing, the syntax. And it was something that Data First allowed us to do. You know, in Envision Radiology, we're pretty focused on a single mission. It's to improve lives through unmistakable quality and spectacular service. We focus on the patient experience and their outcomes. And we work with the physician community as well, making sure that they have all the tools and the knowledge that they're ready to service their patients and give those patients the best possible solutions in the end as well.
So, Bo, you told me something before we got on air around how this is just really a piece of technology and that it requires a team of people to help you, A, prepare the technology correctly, and you have to put the technology in the right hands to do the right things. That's what truly makes this car fly. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, Colin, that's a great answer. The truth is, this is top of the line, cutting edge technology. And in the hands, just technology alone is fantastic. But when I'm at a race, I have a team of about four people that are constantly talking to me on the radio. They're asking me what the car is doing. They're asking me the conditions, which are constantly changing. They're asking me what needs to be changed and modified. So when I bring the car into the pits, they'll make those changes for me. I'll go back out and they'll ask, did that fix it? What do we need to do when we come in? So what that shows me is great technology by itself is fine, but you have to have a team of experts that are actually surrounding you and supporting you through that process, which is exactly what we do at Data First. I think we have the best technology in the marketplace. We have the most cutting edge interoperability and imaging engine, I believe, on the planet. But that by itself thrown over the fence to a customer is worthless. What we want to do is redefine what partnership means, very much like a pit crew. I want to be there in the trenches with you. I want to provide you the technology and I want to understand what your desires, what your strategies are. It's not one way to do something. There's lots of different ways to do something. So we want to sit, we want to walk beside you with the technology. We want to modify it with you. If we need to develop code for you, we develop code for you. This is a platform, for me, it's redefining what a true technology partner really is. Walking with them and looking to execute on their vision of what success means by their definition.
Well, you know, we're innovators. That's what we are. And we like to see innovation in our partners, and that's why we chose Data First. It's an innovation in the partnership that really allows us to be more strategic in our decision-making and as we move forward. You know, we figured out early on that we needed that control over the DICOM layer. And we also wanted a partner that allowed us to motivate and move with those strategies without locking us into a vendor. That was critical to us. You know, for us, it's about having control over the environment and not letting the environment have control over you. So you need a tool that morphs and changes and is agile and adaptable with you. You know, Dataverse gives us all the knobs and levers and everything we need to really adjust and move towards the strategy that we've defined for ourselves. And these guys get it, right? They're excited about their technology. They don't sit by and say, well, our product doesn't do that, sorry. They really, really understand what it means to be a partner. That's why we've been so effective with Dataverse for the last 2 or 3 years now.
And Jeff and the entire Envision team have made us a better company. They've pushed the boundaries of what our product is capable of doing. They've asked for things that the product doesn't do, that we look and go commercially, wow, this makes a lot of sense. So that partnership's a two-way street. And candidly, I think we've lost our way as a vendor in serving clients. Like, we want to over-serve and we want to be an extension of your organization. And that's what we've really tried to deliver with the Envision team, to help them grow and impact their communities that they're involved in.
And Jeff, your team has been using Silverback now for a while. What's your team's reaction been to the functionality and what have you been able to do with it?
Yeah, look, like I said, we have at least 4 or 5 different health systems we work with. They're all a little bit different. We've been through mergers. We've been through splits. We work with different RAD groups. Remote RAD groups, local RAD groups. There's all kinds of different things that we're looking for. And we don't have a one-size-fits-all solution out there. We look to Dataverse to leverage a solution for all of our business needs, no matter where they're coming from, whether it's a healthcare partner or a provider that needs that, or even a patient that might need some special care. Dataverse has gotten us to the place where we can onboard our partners faster now than we ever have before. And again, these guys are with us. We have something new come up. We're calling them up saying, hey, this is what's going on. And they're right there with us, ready to go. At Envision Radiology, we have a saying. We like to say yes and now. Dataverse, it replies with yes and how. So that's what that's what makes this relationship so great.
So it sounds like between the two of you, we have a really strong partnership here, and that sounds like that's pretty key to the success that the two of you have been experiencing. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Those guys know everybody by name. They talk on a regular basis. I bet they even go skiing every once in a while together when they get out to Colorado.
Absolutely.
Bo, I want to ask you about a term you told me yesterday, and that was something called a deconstructed PACS. And I think, Jeff, that goes to something you said earlier around having control over all the dials and the knobs inside the car, and so that you can totally create the solutions that you need. So tell me a little bit more about that.
Yeah, so our vision is to look at the existing framework of a hospital. We aren't about ripping and replacing anything. We'll work with what you have. Our goal is to make what you have better, more effective, more efficient. Inherently in the business that we're in, people will look to best of breed, right? They'll buy the best product on the market to do the best job it needs to do. There are inherently challenges between those two systems. Even though DICOM and other standards exist, there's always challenges between those two systems existing and operating efficiently between each other. We sit as a middle layer that takes care of all those issues that will result, broadly called interoperability challenges, right? That means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. And our product is deep enough that it can address all of those issues in the context that the strategy that particular facility needs to address. And that's what we've given with Jeff and team. And another partner may use it entirely differently based on their strategy. But we've given them the tools that provide visibility to what's going on in their environment, alerting them when problems exist, and providing them the power and the tool to resolve those issues and to test the solution throughout. We do that in a way that limits impact operationally, which drives efficiency-related issues. And at the end of the day, there's a patient connected to all of this.
Absolutely.
Right? There's a patient being treated. There's a patient where a review station needs to be up and operational. I need to look at prefetch issues. Being down and getting a call at 3 o'clock in the morning from Dr. Jones That's not a pleasant call to take. We want to cut that off at the pass. We want to be proactive in resolving any of those interoperability conflicts and allow and empower our partners with a platform to grow beyond what their vision really is.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better. I mean, we look at every different hospital system, every different community differently. Some communities have certain technologies that have kind of meandered into their world, and that's the best for them. We don't want to change that. We can't change it. We're looking to work with them in concert with the technologies they've already have. Not only that, even though we may be partnered with one hospital, the patients there across the spectrum of healthcare providers. We need to be able to share images across not only our platform, but others as well. We need to be able to share priors so that we can get other information back from other sources. We can make sure that the radiologist has a full spectrum, full workup of what they're looking at for the patient. There might be prior history that's relevant, all these things. And what we do with that, what enables that is having control over the DICOM routing layer. If we don't have control over that layer, we're kind of sitting back and we're at the mercy of the system, right? It's like I said before, you have to control the environment. If the environment controls you, you're limited. We can't be limited. We owe it to our patients. We owe it to our providers to really bring forward great solutions. And we're pretty proud of that. We are focused on the patient first. We're providing the best of breed solutions that we can for the providers to get the answers to those patients. And it's critical in care. You know, it's critical for families. They want to go home at the end of the day knowing what's the path forward. Good news, bad news. They don't care as long as they got a way forward. And that's what we look to do with our systems and our interoperability.
Jeff, where can people go to find more information about Envision?
Yeah, absolutely. Again, we're in 6 states in the United States. You can go to envisionradiology.com and get more information about our company.
And Bo, same question. Where can people go to find more information about Data First?
Well, you can see me at the track with the Silverback car, of course. But the easiest way is datafirst.com. We actually have a brand new video that we've done with Jeff and team and Envision and one of his employees, Mark Weathersby, talking about this very thing of partnership. It's right on our landing page, but I encourage anyone that's interested in redefining what it means to be a partnership with great technology to visit our website, datafirst.com.
Gentlemen, thank you so much for being on our program today and for sharing the great information that you did.
Thank you, Colin.
Thanks, Colin.
Hey, I want to thank Jeff and Bo for coming on camera with me and talking about all the great work that they're doing in partnership. I really enjoyed their conversation, especially around that concept of a deconstructed PACS. And hey, if you enjoyed this interview as much as I did, please like and subscribe. Also, head on over to healthcareittoday.com where you'll find more great content like this. I'm Colin Hung. Thanks for being here, and I'll catch you on the next video.